As we age, the more time we tend to spend trying to live longer. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, it is not the years, but the meaning of life that we should cherish most.
Just having one doctor's visit is history. With the proliferation of medical specialties today, one visit is just for starters. Consider this. We have doctors for our noses and throats, others for our hearts, colons, and for our reproductive organs. There are kidney doctors, hearing doctors, nerve doctors, eye doctors, and doctors for our skin and our bones. There are others so specialized that they treat just knees or just hips exclusively, and still others who work only on hands. Finally, there's the primary physician who routes us to all the other doctors. Did I mention dentists and orthodontists? St. Paul once commented, "For as the body is but one and has many members, and the members of the body, although many, are one body, and so it is." And so it is today, almost 2,000 years later, we present our primary physician with only one body, but we shortly learn just how many members it really has. The journey of my healing keeps me constantly on the road. For an aching back, it's first to my primary, then to the orthopedist, next to the cardiologist, and then the blood tests, and finally back to the primary. My HMOs don't cover gas mileage. Here the word patient assumes particular significance. Waiting to see the doctor can take as short as 10 or 15 minutes, or be as long as an hour and even more. Waiting is like sitting in a train or plane terminal. There's little to do except watch others, check iPhones, read a newspaper that somebody left on the seat. The aging are the largest consumer of medical services. This longevity leads to still another issue, the meaning of life. The meaning of life is a spiritual matter. What's a life for anyway? What's next after we become septuagenarians or octogenarians? Do we just hang out as long as we can? Well, yes and no. Hospice reminds us of the importance of deadlines, in a matter of speaking. There is a time for everything under the sun, one of them being a time to die. We're learning that dying can be done with dignity and comfort. But what about living the long haul? How long soon becomes an issue of how meaningful. That's a spiritual matter, not a medical one. My grandson Patrick is a professional musician. His specialty is the harpsichord. He performs regularly with regional orchestras and presents solo performances. Recently, he played at a funeral in Oxford. He played a Francois Couperin on the harpsichord. The deceased had loved the harpsichord, and Patrick experienced a strong feeling about what was happening to him as he played the piece. He felt music had connected him to the congregation, the deceased's loved ones, and perhaps to the deceased himself. The performance became something far greater than just a gig. He understood music, a meaningful exercise rather than putting on a performance. He gave others what he loved most while touching the lives at a significant level. Patrick was not describing playing for an audience, but a meaningful way of being. What is life on the long haul except to find that particularly individual way we can give to others the gifts we have? George Merrill on the Shore.